I hear a rock festival in Bethlehem, but actually that is an example of some music that you will hear anytime you walk into a mall, a shopping center. That's Whitney Houston, of course, singing Do You Hear What I Hear? And that's one of those songs that people like Steven Pilker choose when he's crafting soundtracks for Muzak. He's with the company Muzak with a capital M, and he's an audio architecture department manager. Good morning, Steven.
Good morning. How's it going?
So, first of all, tell me, there's a lot of different holiday songs out there of all different kinds. How do you choose the ones that go to a specific store or a specific mall?
Well, brands have personalities, and every brand is trying to convey a certain emotion or a certain response with their customers. So we try and nurture that using music. So we find music that helps convey those emotions to their customers.
Well, give me an example. Give me an example of a song you'd choose for Sports Authority.
Someone like Sports Authority, probably like a classic, like a Elvis, White Christmas, something that's nostalgic and familiar.
And is that different than something you'd choose from like JCPenney? What would you pick for JCPenney?
JCPenney, maybe something a little more upbeat. So maybe something like a modern version of Jingle Bells.
Okay, well, since you mentioned Jingle Bells, that obviously is something that you have probably hundreds of versions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you choose them according to different stores.
Correct. Well, and I actually brought along a couple today.
Okay, you brought along examples of songs that you would play in. First, this is an example of something you'd play in a vegetarian restaurant.
Right.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go. Laughing all the way.
Okay, that's Willie Nelson. But if you're going to be reaching shoppers inside a imported furniture showroom, you'd hear this.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Viene con su remo el trieno de Noel.
I guess if they're into imported furniture, they're also into the global sound, right? That's Los Reyes. And if you're going to a tennis shoe store, you might hear this version of Jingle Bells.
The ground is white.
So explain to me why you choose these particular things in those three places. Are these based on what people might own in their own homes?
Not necessarily. It's more targeted toward, you know, the specific demographics and the specific brand values. So something like Willie Nelson is more organic, and a vegetarian restaurant might have more organic goods, so it kind of ties it in that way.
Okay. And you've also told us that there are some songs that absolutely have to be on every single store's Muzak soundtrack. Is that right?
Yeah, things like Elvis, White Christmas, things like Vince Guaraldi, the Christmas Time Is Here song from the Peanuts Christmas special.
Okay, let's first hear Elvis.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
What makes that across the board appealing?
Well, it's Elvis, and he's just kind of has universal appeal. It's nostalgic. It appeals to a very wide age range, so everybody from 20 to 60 is familiar with that song.
Okay, and also this is familiar to everyone who grew up in the U.S. at least. That's from the Charlie Brown Christmas by Vince Guaraldi Trio, of course. And you're saying that that works equally as well in FAO Schwartz as it does in, say, Borders.
Exactly. Even had some recent popularity on the television show Arrested Development.
The one that you list this as a song that you can't leave off any music soundtrack, and it kind of surprised me. Let's listen to this one. That's U2 singing Christmas Baby Please Come Home. And how does that appeal? Is it just like the urgency of the song makes people rush to the register?
Well, U2 had such widespread appeal, and also, I mean, that's out of that list of three songs, that's probably the most modern song, and it's still an 80s song. So it's a very, it's funny how there aren't very many Christmas songs that come along every year that are classics.
That's an 80s song that's a remake of a 1960s song?
Mm-hmm. 1962, I believe.
So really, really not new.
Not new, but, you know, a newer version.
But we just, obviously, it seems natural that we would just tend toward the traditional over the holidays.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, I think it's very difficult to have a breakout Christmas classic, you know, every year. We find that there are many new Christmas songs that come out every year, but it's very rare for one to have any kind of longevity.
Okay, I've never heard this one, but this next one we're going to play is one of your favorite Christmas songs, and you say this would never be featured on a Muzak soundtrack.
How is that a Christmas song?
That's Bert Friedman, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Stephen Pilker of Muzak, there's no store anywhere where that might work?
It might work in maybe some very, very modern fashion retail, but It's just a bit too abstract. There aren't very many vocals, and the vocals that are there are very muted.
Okay, Stephen Pilker is a manager of Muzak's Auto Architecture Department. He's the one responsible for the Muzak you hear, one of the people responsible for the Muzak you hear when you're shopping over the holidays. He joined us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.